Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. Welcome to Mind Body TV. Let me see if I can get my technology to work in the right way. Here we go. Hello, I am really excited to connect with everyone here today. I want to make sure this is working. They've changed the technology in Facebook. So make sure we get in. I'll just wait a few minutes for everyone to get here. Hi, Anita. Hi, Randy. And okay, great. Alex. All right. So hello, I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo and welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm going to be sharing today. It's a pretty big topic, especially in light of everything that's going on right now, but really accessing the power in your body to overcome viruses like what we're looking at right now with corona, environmental threats, toxins, 5G, you know, radiation, everything we're being exposed to on a physical level that can seem really, really scary. And yes, can be super, super harmful and toxic. Foods, toxins that are in food, you know, known carcinogens and neurotoxins that are put in, like, you know, kids' Easter candy. How are we living in a society that allows this? I've asked myself that many times, but I have a lot of insight to share about accessing your body's resilience to move through these quote unquote threats, toxins, harmful substances, and now what we're dealing with a virus, relatively unscathed. As you know, from a physical standpoint, how do you access the resilience in your body so that you can eat food and not have it negatively affect you and activate your body's ability to detoxify, to eliminate, to create all the substances and chemicals that are protective to absorb those nutrients from your food and keep you healthy. So I'm going to be sharing about this today. I know a lot of other doctors are actually kind of teaching the opposite, like, here's how to, and there are many physical things that are obvious to do, like wash your hands right now. Yeah, wear a mask if you're walking around the grocery store. Be smart about taking care of your physical body. But I know there are a lot of people sharing about the alarm of, like, do you realize that, you know, they're letting 5G out and we shouldn't allow this, or there are all these environmental toxins and we've got to fight against this. So feel for you what really feels harmonic, because a lot of those things are like you're fighting the bad guys that you can't even see. And where does it end? Fighting anything is not actually going to create harmony. And this is one of the main pieces in my message as a doctor, is to access the harmony in the body. We've got to come to a higher frequency than the one where those things are harmful. And that's what I'm going to share about in today's Mind Body TV episode. So welcome to everyone who is listening to the recording, and hello to everybody who is here live. Let me make sure we're still getting comments in. Got a little glitchy last week. So I'd love to hear, first of all, where you're tuning in from, but also what has this been like for you? Where you've heard about these things. Someone even emailed last week and is like, why aren't you sharing more about this and all of these problems? And other people are doing that on their platform. And that's, you know, that can be a really useful and informative thing. But it does often render us powerless. Like, what do I do now? Because I can't go down and knock down all the 5G towers, can I? When we come into a higher consciousness as an individual, it changes the frequency of the collective. When we come into a higher frequency as a collective, it changes everything. Can't be fooled. We're not continuing to do things that are, like, you know, known to be toxic to the body. We're not continuing to do things that from a unity conscious standpoint are just really crazy. Like, why would you hurt yourself? Why would you toxify, you know, children's food? Why would you make it so hard for people to eat healthy food? Like, there's a lot of things we're doing in the name of commerce or the economy or money or fill in the blank. And you wonder, like, what is smart about this? But when we're not in unity consciousness, we're not aware of, like, oh, this affects all of us, and therefore it affects me. I am connected with everyone and everything around me. Anything that affects anyone also affects me. And then asking the bigger questions from that standpoint, what will really create the most for me and my world? From unity, whatever's going to create the most for me is going to be what creates the most for everyone. So, you know, those of you who have followed me for a while, you know that that's not what my platform is about. It's not about like calling out all these negative things and fighting against them. And even in the medical system where it's been about fight disease, fight the fat, fight the virus, fight diabetes, the war on cancer. If you understand anything about the energetics of the body, you know that that makes absolutely zero sense. Okay, so how can we instead strengthen our resilience, our immune system, our detoxification systems, our endocrine system, and create an energetic alignment that allows us to move through all of these energies, including the virus, fluidly? So that's what we're going to look at today. All right. Hi, from New York. God bless you. All right. Hi, Annie. Marie, I'm so grateful for you. Appreciate all that you do extremely. I know we all do. Thank you from my heart. Thank you. Beautiful. Detroit, San Francisco. All right. Let me make sure. Make sure we get all the comments. Okay. So what can, like, look at all the things that we're actually working on and creating more fight, create less money, less resilience in the body. And it does emit what your immune system can do and how your immune system can protect you. That's like the opposite of what we really want. What can we do? When I talk about increasing our frequency, coming into a higher space of harmony, just think of that alone. When I'm trying to like fix my body, fight disease, make sure I don't get the virus, am I in harmony? Because harmony is, yes, I'm going to do all the things that are wise. You know, I'm washing my food differently, right? Because maybe you're like, or, you know, is anything sitting on there? Or like the bag. I'm wearing a mask if I go to the grocery store. I'm not going out very often at all. You know, right now it's a different whole environment. But even in just ordinary life, are you in harmony with those choices, or are you in fear and like fight or flight and control? Because you cannot control 5G. You cannot control any of the electromagnetic and radiation, I guess you'd say, toxins or problems. You cannot control the virus and what it's going to do. You cannot control what's being put into the food right now. Now, you can make wise choices around, I'm just not going to eat any wheat gluten whatsoever because I know what they're doing to the food. Or I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to avoid dairy or animal products or fill in the blank. But if that's driving you to the space where you're like living in this tiny little hole of, let me shut the whole world out because it's so toxic and I'll just stay in this space and I'll only eat these two foods, and you find like your whole life revolves around protecting yourself, this is not harmonic, and it will actually not activate your body's ability to heal and be resilient to all of these environmental factors. Oh, sorry. Is it cutting in and out? Lisa. Let me know if I'm coming in okay, everybody. Helsinki, Pearland, Texas. All right. Okay, here. Let me know how that looks. I'm going to just have to do this on my phone every week because it's not really working on the computer. I'm going to wait for someone. Okay, good. Thanks, Jen. So I hope that some of that came through. It's really a matter of how I relate to the awareness. Am I in harmony, or am I in fight or flight, contracted and trying to control? I got to make sure this happens. I got to make sure that doesn't happen. I got to make sure I only do these things. And like your whole life revolves around protecting, because that is not actually going to create the resilience that your physical body can have when moving through the field we're in right now. And I say the field of the energies, the field of the electromagnetic and radiation energies, the field of the physical toxins and foods, the field of the viruses that are floating around. Your consciousness is in a relationship with everyone and everything everywhere. Not through like space time. We think of like the speed of light as the fastest that something can travel. Thought travels faster. The electromagnetics of thought travel faster, and you can connect with someone on the other side of the planet in the right now moment. And you are connecting with everyone and everything in every now moment. And this affects what happens to you. This affects your physical body, your health, and your resilience. This affects your money. And what ends up happening? Are you living in abundance and effortlessly receiving and letting money flow through your experience? Or are you living in this glitchy, like, I never really have what I need. And if I do, I have to work really, really, really hard. And it's always almost enough. What's your experience? Your consciousness will directly affect the way you experience everything. What have your relationships been like? Is there fluidity? Are you like trying to escape everybody? What's the experience, especially now that so many of us are quarantined and you're inside and you're like right on top of everyone? How is that going? Because everything's going to come up now that we've lost the distraction of I'm going to work. We've lost the distraction of I'm so busy, I can't think. We've lost the distraction of let me get out of here and, you know, go move my body. It's like, nope, you're right here all on top of each other and all your stuff's going to come up that hasn't yet been resolved. So what do we have quote unquote control over or power over? Well, it is our own personal frequency. And when I say this, it's not about increase my frequency. How do I increase my frequency? Because even that can become another thing I'm trying to control. When I just simply relax my shoulders and breathe more fully, and let my body relax, that does increase my frequency. Even if my cells are still exhibiting cancer, even if I still feel tension and fear, even if there's still, I don't have a job or a bank account, like, yes. And that's the foundation from which that increase in frequency is the foundation from which all of those things can change. Randy said, I had a powerful experience last month where I really connected with my body on a new level and felt like I could even hear my cells talking to me. I started eating differently in a way that made me feel better right away. And then all of a sudden the candida flared up so badly, but this can happen as it's moving out. So like as you're coming into this new arrangement, it can move through. And now everything I eat is making me sick and I feel like I can't hear my body right now. So don't make it wrong that sometimes it's like a retracing so that energy can move out. I'm trying to be in harmony with this instead of blaming myself for somehow creating this and be willing to step into my power, but nothing's coming up. So stop making it wrong and stop making yourself wrong and let this quote unquote flare up move through, because when we suppress symptoms, we're actually suppressing the energy that's trying to move. You don't need to do that. Not that you've necessarily suppressed the symptoms, but just the way you're relating to what happens is in the, I'm doing something wrong. What am I doing wrong? You're really willing to make yourself wrong. And so then the experience is the experience, energy moving through, but your relationship with it is what's going to keep it in a contracted place. What am I doing wrong? I've done something wrong. It's not that you did something right that let this higher communication and fluidity with your body happen, and now you did something wrong, so it stopped. You didn't do anything right. You opened, it's already there. It's like life is showing up for you. So don't make it about you and what you deserve or don't deserve or what you did right. Kate says, how does the breath affect frequency? Hi, Liam. So this is a great point of access to let more fluidity come into the body. So your breath, which is kind of like, it's an involuntary thing and a voluntary thing at the same time. You can voluntarily change your breath, or you can just let go of breath entirely and you will be breathed. Breath is a really powerful access point to allow energy to transmute, meaning allow a quantum shift in your cellular structure. So if you, for me, because I'm really, really aware of what's going on in my body, I'll feel where there's like energy, kind of like contracted, where the breath isn't flowing as smoothly as it could. So right now, you know, just a little yawning and relaxing and opening, bringing my attention to those areas, lets them open with breath automatically, bringing my attention to those areas. So if I just slow down a little, bring my presence to those areas and let the breath come, it will open, and it's like it's stretching open these areas energetically and physically. So this can be a great way to let go of the hold of like fight or flight, control, clamping down, tension, which is resistance in your body. That's registered electromagnetically first, and then in your physical muscle tension as a result of that. So if you just relax, and everyone can do this now, relax your shoulders, and you might yawn, which is a really good sign that energy is moving. You can even, you know, physically touch your body, rub your shoulders, massage your body a little bit. Take a big deep breath and then let it go. You'll immediately feel a shift, some kind of shift, whether it's, oh, I feel so much better, or it's just a tiny little, oh, I released a little physical tension. Bring your awareness to that. Where your attention goes, your energy flows, so you can allow more opening. This is the surest way to shift your frequency, because it's only those tensions of fear or shame or inadequacy or doubt that hold us back. And then there's like a buildup of energy. That's when emotions get really toxic to the body and create disease. It's not that anger is toxic to your liver. It's repressed anger that's been shown medically, scientifically, to be cellularly toxic to the liver and create liver disease. Closing down your heart, you know, that wall of protection and holding, barriering off from others is literally causes problems in your heart, your physical heart. How does that happen? So we've seen electromagnetically that every part of our body does have an emission, and we can register the frequency of that with devices that we have. So we can look at that. What are the energies you're holding? You don't even have to be conscious of them. Use your breath. Your body knows how to release that. So even if there's fear or anger, it doesn't have to be toxic to the body. It's when it's not moving because it's repressed and suppressed that it becomes, you know, it builds up and becomes very, very sick. Liam says, I just purchased your mind body toolkit book and I'm loving it. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad. The mind body toolkit is available on Amazon. If anyone would like to buy the book on my site, drkimd.com, it's available in ebook version with a mini course that goes with it. If you'd like to buy it there. Hey, Chris, Belgium. Susan, I just went to a contracted place just trying to find this video. Then I reminded myself to breathe and relax my shoulders, and then I found you. It's really incredible when we begin to do this, how quickly we see that everything is responding to the energy we're in. Especially if you have kids, you'll see this right away. Like, they're gonna just, you know, fight you if you're like, come on, we gotta do this, we gotta do that, and like asserting your agenda. But if you open, like, all right, what does everyone need? We're good. And get out of your own fear, things can go really fluidly. So everyone's responding to you. Even your technology is responding to you. Everything is electromagnetic. So how can you let your body be an emanation of harmony so that you do stay resilient, so that you are not impacted by harmful toxins or frequencies, viruses, so that you recover fluidly and can move through things. You know, a lot of empathic people, if you go walk through Walmart, you're like, and then you're carrying all these tensions. Well, what if you walk through with total consciousness and deep compassion for everything you feel? Then it's not a matter of, oh my God, I just don't want to be so empathic and feel everything. I don't want to take on everyone's energy. How do I shut this down? which is not going to work for you, then it's a matter of, I am willing to feel and perceive all things in grace and ease. That's when you dial into a higher frequency of your experience. That is so deeply nutritive to your body and to your cells. It activates and strengthens your immune system, which we know is a major part of being resilient when you get a virus, that you don't get sick with it. It strengthens and aligns your digestion so you can absorb the highest parts of the nutrients in food and eliminate and detoxify everything your body doesn't need. Also, the way that the body can become inflamed with certain foods, especially if there are artificials or fillers or toxins in the food, and your body's like, oh, I'm so susceptible, I feel like a victim. This will shift that alignment. So your body's like, we got it. We'll handle this. We got it covered. The wisdom in your body is unthinkably powerful. And I'm not saying go and eat a bunch of toxins. I'm saying that when we're in harmony, there's going to be some exposure in the world as it is right now in this 10 seconds, which is April 8th, 2020. This is changing. This is changing. We are becoming way too conscious to not question this. Now, what are the major, major parts? And this is what I wanted to talk about in this segment today, is what are the major parts that are really increasing our frequency and allowing this awakening? One of them is, we're taught from a really young age not to go outside the bounds of what everyone thinks is normal. Here's reality. Don't go over there. That's conspiracy theory. Don't go over there. That's ridiculous. Don't go think about that. That guy's a quack. We learn that we will be ridiculed, rejected, ostracized, and shamed if we go outside of these boundaries. Well, it's just like the little elephants. When they have small elephants and they want to contain them, they use a small rope. Those elephants get into conclusion. I cannot go beyond this rope. I've tried. There's nothing I can do. This is not a possibility. Now you get these big, big elephants and you're like, how do you keep those elephants contained with just a little rope? They could break it, bite it, step over it. How do they not go beyond the rope? Oh, well, they've already made the conclusion. Because we got them in there at such a young age, they know that that rope means I can't go beyond this barrier. So it's the same thing in our nervous system. We make a conclusion and we get it locked in. Okay, I will not question this. Done. Boom. Move on. But hey, look at these conclusions we've made, right? I'm not going to go too much into this, but even just in our medical system alone, telling you that your body's symptoms are to be feared, feeling things in your body is wrong, sensing and sensuality is bad and shameful, having symptoms means something bad is happening, which is totally not shown to be true. Anyone in a healing art, any doctors in a healing art or practitioners know that through the healing process, lots of sensory experiences come to the surface. Lots of things get expressed through the body, and it can look like things are accelerating or getting worse as healing is happening. Especially like the skin is your biggest detoxification system. It will express so much as you're healing. But if you then go and slap some steroid to make, oh, we got to fix that rash. Oh, that's a problem. Let's simmer down. Let's stop those symptoms. Well, you're actually blocking the healing process. So how can we instead support the body's wisdom and support the body's healing process, so we're actually nurturing the body into greater wholeness? Totally different approach. One considers the body's wisdom and works with it. And the other, I have to control everything and suppress. I have to suppress the symptoms. I have to suppress the body. So we've been in this space where we've been taught not to think for ourselves, not to question what we're told is real or is true, and not to, you know, shake the boat or rock the boat. We're taught we'll be rejected, ostracized, and shamed if we do. Those are very, very powerful control mechanisms. So one thing I wanted to share in this broadcast is, if there's one thing you're willing to do, which is question everything, and find out for yourself. Get curious. Is this really true for me? Is my body actually, you know, diseased and broken? Is this actually true? What's right about this that I'm not getting? That is the number one thing that allowed me to go from being in a physiologic state of illness for over a year, an autoimmune, severe autoimmune disease, to have almost complete healing within like days, complete resolution of my symptoms. And over time, all my labs returned to normal. Just pausing, like, wait a minute, is that actually true for me? Is that what's really happening in my body? Is my body really broken and has this problem and needs to be suppressed with medications? Huh, let me look for myself. Let me connect with my body. Let me know what I know. If you're willing to know what you know, it is going to be disruptive to the structures that have been put in place. But it's a disruption of a limitation. You're disrupting what has been keeping so many people small. So will you be willing to know what you know and question everything? Question the conclusions you've made. Question what you've been told, even if it's quote unquote, everyone knows that, da, 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 da. Yeah, even if everyone's telling you. Question and find out for yourself anyway. What's true for me? Liam says, can you speak more on the dichotomy of being positive while at the same time not resisting the negative? I would not even talk about being positive. So let go of being positive, which really only is going to create resistance of the negative, and embrace truth. So the truth will set you free. We've heard this from many different people, and it's a biblical statement. But what does that actually mean? It means if I'm willing to know what I know, like, huh, this doesn't resonate for me. What if I just let go of what they're telling me is true and look for myself? There's nothing wrong with looking for yourself. There are a lot of people that don't want you to look for yourself because you can't be controlled if you're awakened. And your connection with your body is your connection with divinity, is your connection with your knowing, is your connection with your wisdom. So would you be willing to feel, open your body, feel what's actually happening in there, even if it at first feels scary, so that you can know what's really true for me? hello from Feven in UK. Hello. Thanks, Jess, for posting the link to the book. Monique says, it's not always easy when you suffer from a traumatic childhood, but I did it. Yeah, there are a lot of reasons that we'll buy into. I'm limited, I'm stuck, it's not possible because this, because that. One of the women came into my Alive Woman course yesterday and she's like, well, I think I'm too old and I think maybe this doesn't apply to me and I just better, like, you know, close up shop and survive the rest of my life and just be done. But there was a part of her that was like, I know there's more. Even though I'm 67 years old, I know there's more and I know there's possibility for me. So she wasn't willing to buy into even her own dialogue. So this is a big one when we're willing to question what we think we know, what we've been told, what we've been taught, and what we've bought into ourselves. So now it's not just coming from, you know, the traumatic childhood and then what people may have told me, you're no good, you'll never do this. But then when I internalize it and I make that conclusion, now I'm my own abuser. Norma says, I still feel more at ease from your Alive Woman meditation yesterday. Hi. Oh my gosh, so funny. The most relaxed I've felt in a long time. Thank you for sharing all of your wisdom. Hey, Chris from Hampshire. Orlin, like, oh, Kate, is this really true? What's right about this I'm not getting? Let me know what I know. Yes. And I will say also, we can always ask for assistance from our higher wisdom, from the higher aspects of ourselves. Some people can call it guides or angelic beings or, you know, whatever you want to call it. You can call it, you know, a spirit, whatever you want to call it. Know that the small self that thinks this is who I am and I'm limited, that's not actually the whole of who you are. You're not this body. You're an infinite being having a physical experience, and you can access higher dimensions of yourself, higher dimensions of your own mind and your own awareness. When you're willing to let it in, it's quite remarkable what you can know, and it's remarkable what you can do and what you can receive. But a lot of people aren't willing to go there because, you know, we've been told you're small and separate and listen to me and do what I'm telling you. What if we're willing to let all of that? We'll expand really quickly. Andrea says, funny, I just started a bunch of new supplements as per my doctor's request to aid in my stage 3 adrenal dysfunction. And about 4 days in, I had an itchy rash on the inside of both my knees. I'm having a hard time deciphering between it being healing or an allergic reaction to one of the supplements. How would I know? Give it a little time and see, but tune into your body and tune into the supplement. Like when you have that pill and you've got that thing and you're like, let me feel how this resonates, because your wisdom does know. It knows this thing is flaring me up, or, oh, this thing is nutritive. Let me move through the process. It's okay. So feel into the, you know, even if it's a bottle, I don't have a bottle here, but, you know, hold it to you and feel and tune into it. Is this assisting my highest expansion? And you'll have some awareness. It might not come right away, but for most of the people, you're already super empathic and aware. So let yourself tune into that. And you can always take a pause to get more clarity. Lena says, how do you know the difference from when you're getting worse or it's just the body releasing? Yeah, so this is the way. And you'll know, one of the things I learned from a homeopath I've worked with is you think of things in a tiered format, mental, emotional, physical. The physical is the tip of the iceberg. The mental and emotional are sort of the base. If you are mentally and emotionally feeling more clear, more fluid, more at ease, more access to joy and love, but physically you're like, oh my God, I feel like I hit by a truck, or I have pain, or there's a rash, or whatever may be going on, you're likely moving in the right direction. Things will clear from the inside out. If it's the opposite, where you're like, wow, physically everything's clearing up. I'm eating, I'm drinking, peeing, I'm pooping, my skin looks good, but oh my God, I feel like I'm gonna die. I'm miserable. I had a friend who went on a diet and this happened. She lost like 30 pounds, but she felt like, I wanna commit suicide and kill my husband at the same time, and I'm going bananas and I can't stand it. That is not healing. So if you feel like things are getting mentally, emotionally worse, even if they physically seem to be getting better, that is not a true healing. Just as a guideline, do you have some techniques to heal autoimmune disease? My mother has antibodies that attack her own thyroid. The Instant Elevation program is a really powerful way. It's an online program I created to share multiple tools and techniques that you can do anytime, anywhere to connect in this new way, in harmony in your body, to establish resilience, to rebalance physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's at drkimd.com/IEP. That's an online program, the Instant Elevation Program. The book is another great way, and that might be a lower investment way. I've had many, many people tell me they had massive, massive change and transformation just from reading the book. You can do that at Amazon or on my website, where it's got a little mini course with it with some videos that take you a little deeper into the work. The book has got 10 tools you can do anytime to rebalance in your system. So that'd be a good, maybe a lower investment way to embrace the work. It's at drkimd.com/book. If you want to do the ebook with the download. But if she comes into the Instant Elevation, it will bring her deeper into the integration, into the work. See if that resonates for her. Sam says, I think the result of childhood trauma can be a belief in your own powerlessness. Yep, 100%, because you're still carrying that, and you're still carrying that conclusion. How can that be cleared? So when we meet that space of powerlessness without making it wrong, without trying to fix it, we connect with the part of us that's still holding that pain, still feels like, I've been so hurt. I'm afraid, I'm disappointed. Just meeting that space will allow these energies to come up and release and recalibrate in your body. So there's a lot of videos I have on that, even in just my YouTube and things, if you want to look through, that walk you through that process. But the Instant Elevation program is definitely a deeper way to go if you'd like to, you know, have received my assistance and how I've put that together. Liam, is there a specific emotion that's tied to inflammation? Fear, yeah, is big, big, big one. Because it clamps down the whole, you know, your musculoskeletal system, your digestive system can't function. It ends up really congesting your system overall. It inhibits your immune system, so you're not, you know, maybe get sick frequently, or when you get sick, it's really severe. It's not clearing up very easily. And that's a big part of autoimmune disease as well. There's a quiz I have online, drkimd.com, and there's a button at top that says, has the quiz, start here. And it will bring you through to see what's the biggest blockage in your system, and then give you some specific tools to clear that and release that and discharge what you're holding right now. And then it'll let you know if there's some, like, there are programs I have if you want to go further into the work. There are three different groups, so kind of like what will assist you the most, and it will give you that prescription for going deeper into the work if that resonates with you. But, you know, specifically the inflammation, it can be from a lot of different patterns, and I've seen these like three main ways that people get glitched up and they're still carrying these energies throughout their life that really inhibit their health and resilience. So drkimd.com, and then the quiz at the top. Sharu says, what if your body's holding on to illness to avoid returning to all those expectations that people have of me, especially my parents? When you're no longer willing to play that game and do that dance, and you're willing to let them have their perspective of you, maybe they hate you for it. Maybe they're like, you shouldn't have done this to me, or it's all your fault now that I'm having a tough time. Let them have it. When you're willing to let other people have their pain, you get to be free. And the key of this is that is their awakening, seeing you free yourself and be willing to choose yourself. Because we are all one, it's ultimately what will create the most for everyone involved. They may go through a little phase where they're kicking and screaming and very unhappy about it and blaming you. But if you're no longer willing to blame yourself and you're no longer willing to make yourself wrong, you cannot be manipulated. That's a big key. And I said it earlier. When we sort of like we're bombarded by all of these like problems and pathogens and toxins and how do I manage my world, and I feel so powerless or helpless, that's a big wake-up call. Like, wait a minute, is this even true for me? What if I do have power? And what if I do let myself access my power? This was a big part of what came up in the Alive Woman group call is, would you be willing to let yourself access that much power? Because it is going to disrupt the world. It is going to profoundly shift reality in a really good way. But for a lot of people, that may be very uncomfortable at first. And if you're willing to let people have their pain, you really will free yourself, and it will be what contributes the most to them. Yeah, anger is a big thing too that causes inflammation. You think of it if you're like, ah! There are skin changes that are chronic associated with that. It's the suppression of anger that creates inflammation, because that energy has to move somewhere. And if it's not moving emotionally, it will embed and try to resolve physically through disease, through inflammation, through all kinds of ways the body's trying to work it out. Rashes, expressing itself through the skin, bowel problems. But if we can actually go back to the emotion and allow that energy to release, it can move super fast and allow sometimes immediate resilience to return to the physical body. So that's really what my work has been about, and I look forward to assisting you more fully. I'm at drkimd.com. I am a ex-emergency medicine physician who is now just sharing the work about self-healing and mind-body medicine and how consciousness affects health from my home online all over the world. You can tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. We'll be in the mind-body community in Facebook. Subscribe if you're in YouTube. I'm always sharing videos there as well. And you are welcome to start the quiz and subscribe to the work that I'm sharing on my website, drkimd.com. The quiz is right at the top, and it will walk you through a really beginning of deeper awareness of what's going on in your body. Jessica said, I think subconsciously I did that to myself as well. Thank you. Lena, I just started the mind-body solution for pain. Great. The mind-body solution for pain release. I'm excited. It's so good. But I noticed my first thought was, this isn't going to be easy, or this is too easy. That's a common thing that happens when we have been told, you know, your body can't change. You're going to be living with this forever, or you're not good enough, or everyone else can have it, but you can't. Like, there's so much of how that embeds into our system. And then when there's something that could be really easy and fluid, we're like, I don't know. I'm questioning that. So good for you for letting it in anyway. I know that program has been really, really, created a lot of dissolution for many, many people who've been in chronic pain. That one is at drkimd.com/pain-release. But the quiz walks you through, if there's like, you want to get clarity of where do I start, what will benefit me the most. And you can always email our team at support@drkimd.com. Thanks, Liam. He said, thanks for all you do. All right, everyone, lots of love. I'm going to return to homeschooling my second grader and playing with my little man before he takes his nap. So I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'm always really excited to connect with everyone this way. So much love to you. And I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.